Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 127.
Cool.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Just wanted to throw that in there because I don't even care.
You're in a goofy mood.
I'm in a goofy mood. I've been traveling for work a lot, so I'm glad to be back in the home area.
Cool.
Everybody, listen up. We're going to be making a very small and, for the better, we believe, change to the podcast.
Yeah.
Beginning February 18th is on a Monday is when we're going to start releasing the podcast on Mondays.
Yeah, instead of the Fridays, we're going to release them Monday morning.
Yep.
Just, it's going to be a lot easier for us. We're going to be able to take the weekend to do the podcast, and you won't have to rush over here on Thursday nights and all kind of jazz. Yep.
Not to mention, it kicks off a good week for people who listen on the way to the work, on the way into work, which we recommend.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it also gives you plenty of time to give us a call. Leave a voicemail instead of kind of getting bored with the idea quickly because the weekend is there and you'll do it on Monday and then, hey, that's how I would do it. So this will be the last podcast on Fridays.
Right.
Next week, Friday on the 15th, well, it's not going to be there.
No.
We'll throw a little reminder out.
A little reminder saying, hey,
it's on the 18th.
Did you think this was podcast 128? No.
It's 127.1.
Yeah.
So, you know, update your, well, do they have to update anything?
They don't know.
Just update your mental calendar.
iTunes will download it automatically for you on Monday instead of Friday.
There you go. There you have it.
Hey, looks like the snow's gone. Not here.
Well, if you remember, I believe last year, too, we had a big old snowstorm, and then I took the snow off the website graphics to help perpetuate the snow going away in real life.
Yeah.
So I've had it with the snow again for the third year in a row. I'm going to say it. Joke's over. The snow needs to stop. Let's get on with the spring and the fast cars.
My back is killing me. That snow last night was so heavy. Oh.
Don't you have a snowblower?
Man, yeah, but it just clogs because the snow's so wet. It just, ugh.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Well, we're going to take one step into making the snow go away. It's off the site. Goodbye.
Okay.
Piss off, winter. Don't come back either.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, want to move into the Camaro news?
Yeah. We got lots of Camaro news this week. If you read the 5th Gen forum.
Which you should be.
You'll notice quite a few topics popping up this week. One of the first ones is pricing for the 5th Gen Camaro.
Well, you know.
Or guessing. Yeah, guessing.
Which is all we can really do right now.
Right. But some of these guesses are just out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys, but we're not... I don't even know where to begin because I don't want to come off like an ass, but we got to be realistic about this.
Exactly. I don't expect a new Camaro SS to cost the exact same amount that I paid for my Camaro SS in 2001.
Actually, less.
Seven years ago.
There's guys that are expecting and I'd like it. I want it too. Okay. I want a cheap Camaro. I want a very cheap Camaro, but it's not 2001, 2002 anymore. And technology has to move ahead, and unfortunately, that costs money. But when people are saying that we should get a mid to high level Camaro for under $30,000,
are you on drugs or is this your naturally moronic self?
Please,
I know,
guys.
Our Trailblazers cost that much.
Our Trailblazers cost $40,000, and mine's not even loaded up. I mean, I don't even have the good shit that you got.
Yeah.
I got some, but not all. I mean. My 2002 Camaro SS, you guys have seen it on the forums if you read the forums, so I hate to sound like a broken record, but I really got to drive this home. It was rather loaded with a 6-speed, leather, the T-tops, the cruise tilt air, the whole 9 yards. Just under $32,000. Now, 7 years, 6 years later, we're not going to get a better vehicle for less money. If we do, I'll be very happy.
Yeah.
But I'm not expecting it because I'm going to be let down if I am.
Right. I got to agree with you. I'm going to be realistic. I want an affordable Camaro.
Affordable by whose standards?
Median.
Right.
Like a median standard.
Well, unfortunately, I think the guys out there think affordable is their price, not right. a real price. And we got to stay...
We're not talking Corvette prices here.
Well, oh, that's another rumor that's going around, though.
What's that?
The Corvette, because of the CAFE regulations and V8 and this plant problem and that plant problem, that the Camaro, V8 Camaro, is going to approach Corvette prices. Wrong.
I don't think so.
Absolutely wrong. The plant is going to be a flex plant. It's going to make other vehicles, including possibly trucks for all we know.
Yeah.
It's going to maximize the dollar. CAFE has not hit Camaro as hard as what a lot of people are saying it has. So, once again, let's not get too crazy and let's stay a little realistic about it. General Motors knows very clearly it's got to be affordable if it wants to succeed.
Of course.
It can't be affordable, if it's going to be Corvette prices...
No one's going to buy it.
They know this. They're not stupid.
Right.
I find it funny that people think that GM doesn't know what they're doing. Like, they're just going to say, oh, we can charge $50,000 for Camaro and we're going to sell every one of them. They know better. They really do. I'm not preaching. I'm not, you know, I'm just kind of spouting.
I'm right there with you, brother.
Let's see. What's the other damage control we got to do here? 7,500 V8 units the first year.
Oh, yeah. Is that it?
Well.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
You really better get on a list now, then.
Yeah.
7,500 V8s?
At Corvette prices, too. Well, what the dealer does is not at the discretion of General Motors. Let's, you know, clarify that.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to be like that. I think the word that the words that Scott Settlemyer used was I don't know, it was
retarded.
Like, it was absurd or utterly outrageous or something like
yeah.
that. Let's not get hyper, man. Definitely things are going to be
not.
All right. Things are going to be all right.
I'm looking forward to it. This time next year, man, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
How about a good rumor?
Yeah, let's hear a good rumor.
A 300 horsepower plus base Camaro.
V6, I think you're talking about?
I would be talking about that.
Okay.
That's one that's, I think, is a little more realistic. And as a kicker, it's more positive. It's not a negative, it's a positive. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I believe that the base V6 Camaro will outperform a top-level 2002 Camaro SS.
Really?
Really. Out of the gate.
A V6 Camaro?
V6 Camaro.
Wow.
Will outperform it.
Are you talking straight and track?
I'm saying both.
Hmm. That would be
interesting. I'm saying it'll out-accelerate it and out-handle it.
Huh.
If it doesn't, it's going to be damn close.
Considering the 2002 LS1 Camaros were about 350 horsepower.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they were underrated, weren't they?
Yeah, they sure were.
Yeah. What do you think is going to not happen again? If it doesn't happen, it'll be close. I mean, a 300 horsepower V6, yes, and a car that's going to weigh 6,000 pounds more, Charlie. inside joke for all us Captain Winky clubs or whatever our good buddy Bob Cosby says. I think it's going to be very potent for a very affordable price at a base level.
Should be interesting.
I think it'll
see.
Be all right. I think yeah. it'll be all right. So that's the good news.
Cool.
Put your money on that. 300 horsepower V6, I think it'll happen.
What about you guys? What do you guys think out there? Would you buy a V6, V8 Camaro? If you're going to get 300 horsepower out of a V6, would you consider that?
Maybe wait till the...
Top dog?
Thank God you said it, because it makes... I taste bile every time I say top dog. yeah. What, you know, are you going to wait? A lot of people say they're going to wait a year or two.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not waiting.
I'm not waiting, but I'm not going to sit on the
first
same...
In line.
I'm not going to sit on the same car for 3 or 4 years if something killer comes out, which...
Right.
So I'm not planning on keeping it for too long. What do you think? Let's hear it.
Yeah.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Something else interesting I saw today.
Yeah.
Two different places. In the Detroit Free Press, there was a big article on the Challenger RT. And I also saw someone posted in the automotive section, the future vehicle section.
Yes.
Pictures of the black Challenger.
Yeah, that's true.
One, I really like the pictures of the black Challenger. I think it makes the car look a hell of a lot better.
I agree.
And two, the article in the Free Press today said that Chrysler's planning on building 40,000 of these cars.
Was it 40?
I thought it was 40. 30?
No more than 50.
Right. Okay. Was it?
It's 30 or 40.
It was around 30 or 40 at $40,000 a pop.
$40,000.
Yeah, it was like $37,995 or $38,995, something like that, for the 420 horsepower RT. Because I think that's all they're building the first year, right?
Yeah, I believe so too.
What do you think about that?
Me?
Yeah.
Gosh, I hate to beat a dead horse, but I mean, all the guys on the board are just ripping on the Camaro, which are all unknown variables. Price, weight, and availability.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, an interior. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, let's not go there.
Well, actually, this will be okay. Those are four things that are unknown with the Camaro right now.
Okay.
We've got most of the information on the interior. Okay. But we don't have any true information on price. We talked about that a little bit before. We don't have true information on weight. So all the facts are out on the Challenger, and it's out there, and it's all big. Big price, big weight, and a very bland interior. I'm not a big fan of it. It makes me think of a Dodge pickup truck interior. Some guys like
it. It's a cookie-cutter interior from Dodge.
It doesn't make me feel like I'm in a performance vehicle if I were to sit in
it. This is their 300 platform. This is not something new. Right. This is something they put together a new body and threw it on top of it on the architecture. I like it, but on the other side, I don't, because I don't know. To me, the car's too retro. If I wanted a Challenger, I go buy an old Challenger.
Well, that's
like
what they're saying about the Camaro too.
But I don't think the Camaro is too retro.
I don't either, but some guys do. I mean, I'm glad the Challenger.
If you take an old Challenger, and take the new Challenger and stick them side by side, they look almost identical.
And it's in the eye of the beholder, because a lot of guys say the same thing about the Camaro concept. Well, like it's like when they were doing that thing in the circle there at the pictures that came out. They had, Ed Welburn's butternut yellow 67, 69, and they put the concept next to it, and guys say it looks exactly the same.
No way, no way.
You and I think no way. Yeah. Other people do, and so at the same time, some people like the Challenger, and that's cool. If they like the interior, that's cool too. I'm all about it. But gosh, you know, all these facts are coming out about the Challenger. And they're all big facts. They're not flattering. Let me put it that way.
Well, I mean, I wish them luck. I think it's good competition.
I do too.
I think it's great that there's going to be another pony car out there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be cool.
I can't wait to see them driving on the road.
40,000 or 40,000. That'll be great. That'll be great. I guess they're all sold to dealers. They're all sold out to dealers.
Yeah.
So now all the dealers get to do is mark them up.
Yeah.
And I would assume they have half of them pre-sold anyway. Because of the demand, and once again, that's good. That's good for the industry, and it's good for the muscle car generation that we're currently getting back into.
Right.
So, once again, if you want to tell us what you think, you got our contact information.
Yep.
Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while?
What haven't we done in a while?
We haven't done a sight of the week.
It's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Nah, never mind.
Because we don't have any.
Because we got sick of making them up.
You know, we don't have anything to do here. You know, it's like
we're bored.
You know, yeah, we're bored.
We're slapping each other in the face with hot mops.
Go looking. Actually, we want you guys to give us some websites to review here.
We set up a really cool links directory. For not just Camaro links, but also, where am I going with this?
Clubs.
Yeah, thank you. Clubs. It's at the top of the message board links directory, or you can just go to CamaroZ28.com links. How you get the site of your choice in this very podcast or upcoming is you submit a link to that.
Yeah.
It's really easy. All you need is a message board account, and it'll walk you right through it. It's kind of like a little wizard.
Piece of cake.
It's the shiz.
Piece of cake.
So if you got a cool link that's not already in there, please submit it so we can mention it. We want to give credit out there to the sites that support us.
Absolutely.
It's that easy. And then, of course, we can play the little intro in its in its entirety next time around.
Yeah.
So what else we got to talk about?
Oh, I updated the wiki.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember last week we had someone call in that says that we need to update the wiki with the Better Off Dead Camaro information from that movie.
Yes.
I did.
Good.
Main page.
Cool.
It's updated, so there you go.
And people can update the rest of the wiki too, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Good. They should.
Any page they want. CamaroWiki.com.
Yep. It's all there. All you got to do is if there's an empty canvas, start stroking your brush. Ooh, that sounded weird. I was trying to do a metaphor, and that just turned out dirty. Dirty.
All right. I think that's it for the week.
Yeah. Oh, the diecast car thing.
Oh, that's right.
Just real quick. Yeah. Real quick. I want to mention the diecast cars are moving out. Very, very happy with the success, and everybody seems to be very happy with the car.
A lot of good feedback, seeing people posting their pictures of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're posting their numbers and everything. Series 3 is indeed in progress already for later this summer. More information on that as it comes down the line. But if you haven't gotten your hands on your CamaroZ28.com diecast, the first, as far as I know, the first Camaro concept pace car convertible ever made. Granted, it's only 1/64th the size, but it's out there. Just go to cz28store.com, and all proceeds support me. Support my liquor and hooker and drugs habit. I want to go home. Yeah. I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I had a long week traveling. Yeah. So we'd like to thank everybody for listening. And once again, we will not be back on the 15th. We will be back on the 18th.
Right.
And that's all I got to say.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.